G'day everyone. It's Ian here. Ian Cath on all the social networks. But I like to be just called Ian. It's been a big couple of days. Been working here in Coffs Harbour. A good mate of mine, Brett, who's got this vertical cable balustrade business, and we've been installing a pool fence. And it hasn't gone completely well. We've had a few problems, and what was supposed to be a one-day job for two people, with me shooting the video for a bit of a introduction and sales video for him, installation instruction type video. I'm a little bit tired, excuse me. It hasn't gone completely well, so it's turned into 2 days work for two people with me assisting on the trade work. I didn't originally intend on doing any trade work, so I didn't bring any of my tools. I only brought camera gear and recorders. Wish I had brought some of the gear. Would have made life a bit easier because I've been helping out a bit as well. Try and make things flow. It's a big job. It's quite a large swimming pool with lots of hand railing and balustrading around it, so it's taken a bit more work. Probably too big a job really for what we should have taken on for trying to make an instruction video. So I've been helping out, and it's been blazingly hot, particularly late afternoon when the sun gets low in the west and belts in over the swimming pool, and I've got quite a bit of sun, a little bit sunburnt, particularly on the back of my neck. And the sunlight has been bouncing off the water and off the stones around the pool, so a lot of reflected sunlight as well. So yeah, really, really hot, really sunny. Yeah, so got a bit scorched. Yesterday we went to one of the guys' yacht down in the marina and had a couple of beers and a bit of a swim in the marina. That was a really nice way to end the day, to have a bit of a splash and wash some of the grime off. Didn't do that today. We basically came home. And home for where Brett is a place, a district. It's not a town, it's a district. It's just a rural area called Glenifer, which is probably 5 or 10 kilometres out of a little town called Bellingen. Bellingen only has about 2,500 people in it anyway. And Bellingen is another half an hour's drive from Coffs Harbour, which is the larger city nearby. So basically we're in the middle of the bush. And it's glorious. Just glorious. Quiet. I can hear cricket and a distant frog probably in some water somewhere, and the sky is ablaze with the lights of the southern sky, and it's good to be away from the city and away from the towns where you can really see the lights and how intense they are from the sky. It's not even a black sky. The silhouettes of the trees that I can see are black, but the sky isn't black. There's a colour, isn't there, called midnight black. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's midnight black either. It's more like a charcoal grey. Whereas the trees are black. They're the silhouettes. They're all around me. If I was to look up, I can probably only see half of the sky because there are so many trees. But twinkling between all the trees are all these lights. Gazillions of them. Is that a real word? Gazillion? It'll do. You know what I mean. And they're blazing. Orion's up there and I can't see the Southern Cross. It's not up this early hour of the evening in the summer months. Normally find it easily in winter. And it's just beautiful. There's a bit of moisture. I've got bare feet on this grass. A bit of moisture on the grass. A bit of dew settling. And it's just quiet. What's that, a duck? Maybe a crow? Might be a crow. Dog? There's not much happening around here. It's all very quiet. A little bit of music, probably from a neighbouring property. Maybe one of the many alternative groups around here are having a bit of a shindig tonight. This part of the world's known for somewhat alternative lifestyle people. There's been plenty of very fine quality marijuana grown around this part of the world over the years, from what I've been told. And the alternative lifestyle set, the hippies, modern hippies, ferals if you want to call them that, probably hang out around here and a few other parts. It's very popular for them. No, it's beautiful. It's nice to come out into the country, drink fresh rainwater, and breathe clear air. Not have to worry about all of the stuff, other than when we go into town and actually do the work, in which case we're completely embedded in normal lifestyle. But it's like camping. My little pad is a 3 meter square deck that has a couch and a coffee table on it, just outside of the tent where I've got my double bed. You know, it's a real double bed. You know, it's on a base and everything's elevated. It's very comfortable. It's a permanent tent that they've set up with this huge big tarp over the whole lot. So it's very comfortable. When it was rained a couple of nights ago, no way I was going to get wet. Tent didn't even get wet. So it's incredibly comfortable. It's luxurious, permanent camping. So it's very, very comfortable. And it's nice just to be out in amongst it, in the most basic of ways, but with the creature comforts, like a hot shower. The toilet, though, is a composting toilet, so it's not quite as comfortable as a lot of people are used to these days, but hey, you know, so it's a composting toilet, big deal. You're in the bush, deal with it. And yeah, it's nice to be out amongst it. Back when I was married, I had a house in a very similar environment, and often we would have, and it's probably the only thing missing from here right now, is a fireplace and a fire burning in it. And that would be really nice, to have a fire burning, staring into the embers, poking at them and watching the sparks rise into the air on the wafts of smoke. That'd be really nice. Don't need it for warmth. I'm in shorts and t-shirt, and a cool breeze is lovely on my slightly sunburnt skin. So I certainly don't need a fire, but it'd be nice to have it for atmosphere. But it's lovely, absolutely lovely to be here, and tomorrow I'll head home. But I'm really enjoying it for the moment. It's nice to have a good mate in Brett and be able to come here and just chill like I do from time to time. It's great. I hope it's equally nice for you, wherever you are, dear Audioboo listener. Bye-bye for now.